This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where our boss is standing right next to us, so a lot of pressure. It's time for
his boss.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate the introduction and the introduction to the people in the building. I think it's been a very funny bit that our boss has been pulling. As I walk around the building, he'll introduce me to people that I've known for years.
Right.
And they're like, I know Corey. And he's like, I'm just making sure because we're all on the same floor. I think it's a funny bit.
Yeah.
But also, hopefully, you know, we do run into people that I haven't met. Then I'm like, oh, what floor have you been hiding away on?
Do you really need that? I feel like I know enough people.
Synergy.
I really need to know more people.
I don't, look.
We met Alec several years ago. That was the last new person I needed.
That's the last new person?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I don't know, man. I feel like there are always new listeners.
No, that's fair. That's a different deal. I mean, like, people that you see every single day.
Uh-huh.
Although, if there are listeners devoted enough to just sitting outside the studio every day, that'd be cool.
You know, I've often said I don't like to talk to people at the gym.
Right.
One of Adrian's mom friends that I see at the gym, she and I just kind of acknowledge each other at the gym because she said, I don't like talking to people at the gym because then you always have to talk to them.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm with her on that. I don't want to always have to talk.
You know, I've always thought that that's why I've never been like, it's never been adversarial, but I've never been really close with my neighbors because I think one of my biggest fears would be you get home and like you just want to go inside and just like veg out or do whatever. Hey, neighbor, how about those Cowboys? And you're like, not now, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go inside. I'm not looking to have a 5-minute vagary conversation with you.
Then here's how you do that, Kevin. You just point at their grass and say, would you please cut this or would you please water this and walk inside? And they'll go, oh, he must be in a crabby mood.
Oh,
and then you say, not as much your crabgrass.
Yeah, because of the grass. I get it. Man, did I tell you it's like 3 houses down that somebody lost like a quarter of their roof? Oof.
Did you get that? Did you understand what he just did? He took up that much time out of the C Block.
I'm not going to acknowledge it. I'm not even looking at him right now, Majors. I don't know what he's doing.
That is why I switched seats, just so I can
just for that. Alec. Just for that, we'll get to the golden toilet later.
Oh, I put together a formula on the golden toilet.
I've never heard anybody say that before. Not one time in my life.
That's probably true.
All right, here we go. A couple of stats from this weekend. 8 quarterbacks fumbled this week. Their records, 2-6.
So, see, I like it when you bring stats like that because sometimes you tell stats and I'm like, that feels like that goes against what would be the logical flow of football. That makes sense.
Yeah, but that's the thing, too, though, is I bring these stats just because we never know.
Yeah.
You know, you might have an idea, like you said, a logical format, but sometimes it goes against the grain. James Cook was the only running back to fumble. His team lost also.
Oh,
that stinks.
I guess he's not the MVP.
The top four rushers of the weekend. See, I had things waiting. The top four rushers of the weekend rushed for at least 7.6 yards per carry this week. The top four. And all rushed for at least 140 yards and two touchdowns. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like the numbers were drastically high for these running backs. But yeah. That's an insane number. There were also seven rushers who had at least 30 yards rushing, like one 30-yard rush.
Oh, okay.
On average, how many 30-plus yard rushers do you get per week?
6.5.
6.7.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, on average, you get
See,
more.
See, I told you my formulas are what's up.
Javonte Williams has 3. So...
Did you see Trey?
Let's get better.
Okay.
Just a little bit better. But, okay. I mean, there are about seven rushers that have at least one 30-yard run per week. I'd like to get some more of those.
If I wanted to mention a Patriots running back, should I wait until further into your segment, or can I give you the stat?
Travion Henderson?
Yeah.
It hurts. Travion, on the bench.
Travion Henderson became the first, while he was sitting on Corey's bench, he became the first Patriots running back ever to score two touchdowns over 50 yards. In the same game. I'm sorry, buddy. That's just a fact I thought was interesting.
So I immediately moved Tet McMillan off my roster because I watched him warming up and he kept grimacing whenever he would jog.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, he's not going to do anything. So I threw DJ Moore in. He scored 0 points.
Mm.
Yup.
Tez Johnson scored 20, who I have on my bench. Baker Mayfield scored 28. Sam Darnold had 7. And then Travion Henderson
made team history.
Could either be in for DJ Moore or Romeo Doubs. Either way, I don't think Romeo Doubs scored 44 points.
Man,
tonight.
We got a lot of people listening who need Romeo Doubs to have a Herculean performance.
I also have Christian Watson on my bench, so I'm kind of like fingers crossing on this one tonight.
Okay.
It's not going to work, though.
Is that the worst part of fantasy? Like, even worse than, like, you lose the game where you scored the second most points in the league? I feel like the worst part would get me when you're like, I had two effing players on my bench that just went off.
Yeah, no, that's always the point of the coin flip decision at the last minute, and then you're like, dang it. Tracking the top 10 rusher records this weekend, 9-1. That's off of three straight 8-2 weeks, by the way.
Man.
That puts them at 66-17-2 because there was a tie and
right.
You know that situation. Tracking the top 10 passer records, 42-44-2 is where they are. They were 6-4 this week. So, not as bad as last week. And quite honestly, Kevin, they're losing more frequently than they did last year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they're losing less frequently than they did last year, but they don't have as big of a disparity between them. And that's been an interesting thing this year. By the way, honestly, the top 12 rushers were 11-1 this week.
And that's something that I'm really fascinated by, the kind of chicken and the egg theory of, do they run up so many yards because you're already ahead and you're salting the game away? It's probably a combination of that and your run game is so effective early that you're able to get out to the lead and vice versa.
Or you never abandon the run.
Right.
And you're just like, we it's part of our game. And we keep games close defensively. So that means we don't have to just, you know, air it out the entire game. But that's a good factor there, Kevin. All right, hits or misses of the weekend. Alec?
Oh.
Hits or misses?
Let's go with the misses first.
All right, let's go with the misses. Honorable mention, Daniel Jones has been sacked 12 times in the last two games, 7 this week. So that's tough for him. They still got the win, so that's a miss for us.
And I got distracted, Corey, because this is a gigantic win, but it takes a big turn, is that Alex Singleton had a random drug test from the league 2 weeks ago. It allowed him to realize he had a testicular cancerous tumor that they removed the day after the Broncos beat the Raiders on Monday Night Football, so just this Friday. And he said that he expects to return to the field soon. And it was just a weird, like, I thought it was going to be like, oh, and they found something and he got suspended. But instead they were like, he had cancerous growth and they had to remove it. And I was like, holy crap, that did not go the direction I thought it was going to.
I got to take this. He's ticked off about the drug test.
I don't. I think he's probably pretty happy about the
dress. No, initially he's like, stupid that I have to do this. You showed up at my door and handed me this thing, and now you're going to watch me. And then it turns out it helped you.
Well, you're going to love this then. He said he debated about sharing the information publicly, but he thought if he did so, and even one person decided to pay closer attention, early detection, it was worth it.
Okay, then I'll do that. When I was about 18, I felt something different and went to see the doctor.
Oh, no.
And found out that wasn't it. But they were like, you're absolutely right to come in and check this out for sure.
Yes.
No matter what. Because think about this. For 7 months, I didn't go.
Yeah.
And I just sat there freaking out, wondering what was. And if I'd have gone earlier, I could have just gotten that out of the way a lot quicker because of that. So, No, hopefully more people do get that, recognize something quicker so they can take care of their bodies.
Agreed.
Number three on the miss is Mac Jones, 33 for 39, 310 yards,
what?
Three touchdowns, and a pick.
What? That sounds like an incredible game.
It is an incredible game, and they lost. he only incompleted six passes. Ooh.
This misses list can be pretty
cutthroat.
That's
a miss. For him, as good as it was, he missed.
Okay.
Did he win?
Nope.
He's a loser then.
Oh, my God.
Number two.
Man, that feels so harsh.
Well, if you don't win, you lost.
That's true.
What Therefore, that day, you're a loser.
What if you tied?
You're a tire.
Oh, I got it. If you do it
things
twice
just
in a
keep
row,
rolling.
You're retire.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Number two on the hits and misses, the misses list, Justin Jefferson. Baltimore essentially took him out of the game. Also, he bootied two interceptions for J.J. McCarthy.
Can you flesh that out just a little bit more?
On one of them, he just didn't even make the right, he didn't make the effort, it looked like, to go get the ball, and the interception happened. And then there was another one where he tripped and fell, and then just kind of is like, I'm not even going to go try and tackle Humphrey. And I thought it was miserable on his part. I saw both of them. I thought it was bad.
Okay.
So he bootied two interceptions for J.J. McCarthy. Maybe J.J. McCarthy has a better day.
Okay.
If it wasn't for Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
And this one game. Justin Jefferson is usually a very reliable target. He also did get leveled on a play in the end zone that I thought should have been called for a penalty, and they didn't. But
they only
whatever.
Called the penalties for the Ravens
in
that one.
And number one, Aaron Rodgers had a 4.6 QBR, two picks, and looked as toasted as I've ever seen him look in his career. Like, this looks, he looks bad right now, dude. He looks bad. And I hate that for him.
Yikes. Do you hate that for him, though?
I wanted to see him make one last run. I did, because he was, whether or not you were against him, he was one of the most accurate quarterbacks, especially deep ball. He was a joy to watch the way he kind of maneuvered the game, and he's not there anymore. He can't physically do what his mind does, and so I do hate that for him. I really do. I understand people's take on his personality. That's fine. I'm neither here nor there for that.
I gotcha.
I thought it was aesthetically pleasing to watch him play the game for a long time. Honorable mention for the hits, Devon Achane. Six catches, 51 yards, 174 rushing yards, and two touchdowns.
Wow. Because they beat the crap out of Buffalo.
Jared Goff, also honorable mention, phenomenal day. Three touchdowns on 320 yards. Number three. Hold on. Was this supposed to be the misses? Oh, yeah. Justin Fields threw for 54 yards on 11 attempts and got a win over the Browns.
Hold on.
Also, Will McDonald had four sacks. So, good job, Jets.
So Justin Fields,
he won a football game throwing for 54 yards.
But Mac Jones, who threw for 300 some odd.
What was the score at the end of the game?
He lost.
There you go. Number two, Matthew Stafford, 280 yards, four touchdowns, no sacks, no picks, no fumbles, as the Rams steamroll the Niners.
I know poor Mac Jones. I know we talked about this a little bit before, but do you view, not to say he will win, but do you view Matthew Stafford as the leading candidate?
He's front runner for me
for
right
MVP?
Now. Yeah. When I say that Aaron Rodgers was aesthetically pleasing to watch back then, right now Matthew Stafford is that. There are still times where he has old man choppy legs, where he's just like, I don't know what to do. But when he throws, dude, it's like, okay, those receivers are getting it. And then number one, Jonathan Taylor, yet again, 244 yards, three touchdowns, three catches, 42 yards, and he is on his way to being right there against Stafford in the MVP race. Now, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Last thing here. I know you have a formula. Steve Cohen, owner of the New York Mets, according to reports, is auctioning off a solid gold toilet that he bought in 2017. November 18th at Sotheby's will be the auction. How much would you pay for an actual solid gold toilet?
Now, I've come up with a valuation. I do not have this much money, but gold right now is trading at about $4,000 an ounce. Now, it's like 4,080, so I don't know. Well, I just put it at 4,000. There's 16 ounces in a pound. That means a pound of gold would cost you about $64,000. I'm pretty sure toilets weigh about 100 pounds. So
how did you get that?
I feel pretty good about that number. So 100 pounds of gold.
70 to 120 pounds.
See? I told you, 100 pounds of gold at $64,000 per pound of gold. I have it at $6.4 million for the golden toilet, assuming it is, in fact, solid gold.
Kevin, as you know, sometimes things don't auction off for what the auction price is. Not whenever it's Peace-a-thon, though.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Everybody loves giving a Peace-a-thon. We appreciate that.
You get a Gordie Howe autographed stick from when he was with the Houston Aeros coming.
A lot of times people just overbid because they say they deserve it.
Please do that.
Steve Cohen's initial price is $10 million for a golden toilet.
Feels high.
Somebody's used that toilet. You're going to pay $10 million for it?
Hey, my estimate... Closer than you might have guessed, huh?
I don't know. It's off by like $3.5 million.
That's a good point.
That's a lot of money.
Really?
We're like, oh, it's just three. No, but $3 million.
Okay, really looks like I should have gone on the higher. You know what? That makes sense. Here's what happened. I didn't factor in the gold taking more gold than porcelain to make the toilet. So I should have gone higher than 100 pounds. As a mistake,
mm-hmm.
by me.
It's all right.
And he would clearly reject my bid if I said, I will give you $6.4 million for your solid gold toilet.
Just wipe that one off the ledger and flush it all together.
Why is he getting rid of it?
Probably because of that Edwin Diaz contract.
so he can keep him. Like, he's like, I sold my golden toilet to keep you.
And that Soto contract. Well, Diaz opted out, you know. Yeah. So now it's all Soto from here on. So
yeah, I can't afford this one. But if you can tell me when the Costco is going to have those gold bars again, I definitely wanted to buy one of those. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where the situation for Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase just got much, much worse. Next on The Fan.
1-1 pitch, ground ball deep short. Sliding play by Seager, throws to second. In time, throw to first. Double play! A spectacular twin killing! Corey Seager diving to his right into the hole, speared it on the backhand side, and made a perfect feed to Semien.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where, you know, somebody sent in a really good point on the fan text. I'll have to rethink some things. But if you missed about an hour and a half ago, hour and 45 minutes ago, the Giants S-canned their head coach. And part of their announcement about it is that we talked about Mike Kafka being the interim head coach, but the general manager is going to lead the search for the new coach, which I don't know if he like gets credit for Jackson Dart and Dable doesn't, and that's how it's going, but I guess at least for the rest of the season, he's going to stay.
John Mara said, we feel like Joe has assembled a good young nucleus of talent, and we look forward to its development. Unfortunately, the results over the past 3 years have not been what any of us want. So they think the GM put together a good team. It was just the cook that was the wrong one.
I mean, look, there are some, I think yesterday you saw some Eberflus-esque decisions in terms of play calling and time management that baffled.
I wonder how much
bit.
Of that comes with the stress of knowing.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
Could you have looked at Dable yesterday and been like, why is it's cold? I get it.
Yeah.
But he's wrapped up in a shawl and a blanket.
You know,
I'm like, why is he doing that? It's because he's not willing to be out there and be a tough leader, you know?
I don't know.
He knew what was happening.
That is what I took from it, but maybe. All right. Right now, let's fire up some baseball nuggets where things have gotten much, much worse for that pair of Guardians pitchers. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But in the meantime, the Rangers were awarded once again on Friday night when they received the team gold glove for while they were giving out the platinum glove awards, which went to Fernando Tatis and Bobby Witt. So that's the best fielder in either league. So you take all the gold glove winners, who's the best of the best. But the Rangers received the 2025 Rawlings Gold Glove Team Award in the American League. The Cubs got it in the National League. This is the first time Texas has won the Gold Glove Team Award, although, to be fair, this is just the sixth year that it's been around. But that's still pretty awesome. Their defense was great this year. Their pitching was amazing, and they finished 500.
Will the defense be that good again? I don't know.
I mean, you're not going to have your
the people
gold
that
glove
were responsible for
right fielder.
It.
I would imagine
yeah.
There's a good chance you don't have your Gold Glove winning second baseman. So
yeah,
oh no.
Yeah, and on top of that, like Tony Beasley, the work that he did with their infield work.
Yeah,
you know the pitching does help your defense too. When you're pitching to your defense, you're doing a good job. So I got some concerns about what this team looks like more than just at the plate, but on the defensive side as well, because that was such a big factor this year. You probably don't win as many games as you do without that defense.
Oh, I agree with that for sure. But could be worse, Corey. At least you're not going to potentially going to go to jail for it. Let's talk about Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase. Well, they have been charged with not only sports betting, but also money laundering conspiracy by the Department of Justice.
Uh-oh.
So the Department of Justice has gotten involved, which is going to make this significantly worse. They were indicted by the U.S. District Attorney's Office on Sunday. Now, those two have been on indefinite leave from Major League Baseball with the gambling investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, innocent until proven guilty, but take a look at that conviction rate for indictments given out by the United States federal government. It is really, really, really high. And this would lead me to believe...
What do you think that is?
I mean, look, I think there's a couple of things. If you think it's because of some corruption, maybe. But also, I think they just use an abundance of caution indictment together. Now, there's a 23-page indictment focusing on these two pitchers and how they – I want to make this clear. I can see how they thought that it wasn't hurting anyone and they could get away with it, all right? Because we're going to get into the specifics of it in just a second. It's not okay. You shouldn't try to cheat anyone. You shouldn't try to cheat the game. Mike's talked about this with us a million times. It is very clear there is no gambling in baseball.
There's a sign every time you leave the clubhouse to the field.
I wonder if when you look at these plays, they thought, what's the big deal? It doesn't really matter, because what we're finding out more and more is that these plays were especially first pitches on at-bats. And so whether it was the type of pitch you threw or throwing it for a ball, that was what a lot of the wager surrounded. Now, what's really crazy is somebody posted one of the alleged pitches per the indictment that Emmanuel Clase tried to throw for a ball, and it was against a World Series hero, Andy Páez, and he swung at it outside and in the dirt. And so that could be like a six-figure transaction in which – you did the right thing. You threw the right pitch, but the player was fooled by it. Better number one in this, better number one in this instance lost money. He sent Clase a GIF of himself. I'm going to try this again because I hope this is not insensitive and it's okay to say. I just want to warn people. It's definitely insensitive GIF of somebody hanging themselves with toilet paper. It was like an animated little thing
mm-hmm.
because that was the pitch that he had bet on. And Clase had thrown the ball and then Páez had swung at it anyway. And I believe Clase responded by laughing.
Okay. That's not good. So this thing comes in from the 682. Media is making this so bad about the two players. We all know this happens. I'm telling y'all, MLB cleaned up for Ohtani. Why don't they investigate league officials and umpires? It's only players. These are fall guys. You don't know how corrupt sports are. It's deeper than these two. I agree.
I don't dispute that.
And I think this is the access point for the Department of Justice.
Yeah, and like honestly, I don't think they're going to retroactively go back and do anything about it, but I really do think Major League Baseball did a half-assed job investigating Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely they did.
Because, but like, can Major League Baseball be just fine, not even skip a beat without Ortiz and Clase? Hell yeah, they can. Can they without Ohtani? No.
Mm.
I mean, they'll survive. They'll be fine. But You know what I'm saying? Like, you talked about it last week. Already big-time playoff ratings, but also record-shattering playoff viewership in Japan.
Yep.
That is because of Ohtani leading the way. Like, I know there are other players.
Yeah, Yamamoto had something
to
do with that.
But Ohtani leads the way on that. And so if your assertion is they did a half-assed job with that, I don't disagree with that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anything is going to change that now.
Right.
In the meantime, so Clase reportedly, per the accusations, got his co-conspirators at least $400,000 in rigged bets. Now, that's a lot of money. But at the same time, is it worth never being able to play baseball again? And I don't think it's going to come to this, but based on the charges, Clase and Ortiz face up to 65 years in jail. Again, I don't...
Total? Okay.
I don't think it's going to come to that, but, I mean, that just shows the, like, seriousness of this.
Okay.
And supposedly Clase was doing this going back to 2023. So I know people are going to ask about the contract that him and Ortiz had, but this supposedly goes back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Like 3 seasons.
I agree with this person. They have a high conviction rate because they stack charges, making sure you're found guilty of one. Now, we've seen sure. That happen plenty of times. Look, you got to fall for something. Give us the one thing you're willing to give up. You know,
right.
Maybe it's the 2 months here, 3 months there, whatever. But like I said, this is an access point. A lot of times whenever somebody goes in like this, Kevin, it's a, we got this, but we know there's a head somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get
for
to that.
Sure.
And I want for these two players. That's got to be the, who are you willing to give up? Where does this lead us to next? There's a lot deeper avenue for this, but this is bad. It's not good for baseball for sure. Because for you, the trust of the sport is whenever you're making bets, you're trusting that everything's on the up and up.
And then the issue you run into from this, from the 972, sports needs to stop going to bed with gambling sites. It's too late for that, I think. Look, I'll come back on air and say I am shocked and pleased if sports took a bet. But that's the thing.
Does that change what Class A and them were doing? If they're not associated with gambling sites.
Right. I don't think so, but you talked about it. Maybe 2 segments ago. What is it that matters? Appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Optics.
And how stupid do all of these sports look? We talked about it. ESPN, they were cowards the other day, and they took the little Chiron for ESPN bet off, and then they took it off for good. When they were talking about this story, because they're like, oh, that's a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it probably is. So instead of like systematically changing it and maybe giving back some money and saying, I'll take a lot, but not all. You're not going to do that. And just for the record, no business does that.
Yeah, just like from the 682, just get rid of all the prop bets. Either a team wins or there's too much money in the prop bets. The team wins or loses probably is an 60%. Let's say it's 60%. The other 40% of revenue and in profit comes from these other bets that you can make.
And think about how
nobody wants to give back that. Just like the government,
yeah.
Once they've taken a liberty or a freedom, they don't want to give it back.
And so how many different entities and folks are you going to piss off if you do that? All right. Well, first of all, you're going to piss off all of the major sports leagues and all of the major broadcasters because their ratings are going to go down for sports. Make no mistake about it. That's the stone cold fact. And then teams are going to get less money. Athletes are going to get less money and all of that. And then you're going to have places like Vegas, all kinds of different gambling entities that are going to be losing out on money. I'm not saying that person is wrong from a moral and ethical standpoint. It's just you already went too far.
Okay. So here you have gone too far. Are you saying then, just like I was saying about liberties and freedoms, you as a bettor, or not you specifically, but
sure.
The bettors in general, are willing to give up the integrity of it to continue to be able to bet on those little things.
Correct.
That's
what I think.
And that's what the essentially the governing bodies, the government itself and the sports will say, well, they're willing to give it. They want the bets. They want
sure.
these parts. So we're not going to take them away now.
And that's one of the issues. Let's wrap it right back around to Ohtani. Oh, no, two pitchers for the Guardians might have been gambling. Oh, for shame on them. I am so disappointed. They are bad, bad, bad. Then we can move on. But if you would have found out that Ohtani was involved in his translator's gambling, and maybe you still think that he is, what are you supposed to do? You're generational forming, built all of our marketing around, best
mm-hmm.
player in baseball, has found out that he has been gambling on the game. Where does your sport go from there? I'm not saying all of a sudden they fold baseball.
Right.
But, man,
it
takes a huge
hit.
They
got to go find a new face, a new generational person.
So to this person who thinks that those two are fall guys, you're right, because they're too good, but not game-changing. I mean, I know Class A is really good, but not like sport-altering players, they can take the fall. And you can all just, oh, for shame, I'm so disappointed in all of you. Oh, hold on, DraftKings is here with my check. You know?
Yep.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, this was our moments, a few moments ago, but during that timeout, we thought we had a field goal competition going on, but my man says, no, I think I'd rather propose to my lady. And this went down, and the best part of this whole thing is at the tail end of it, Watchu decides to come in and say congratulations.
The person who decided to come in and say congratulations was Lane Kiffin. And if you believe the betting odds, the betting odd favorite at this moment to be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants is, in fact, Lane Kiffin. Let's bring in, courtesy of D&M Leasing, those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing great. What would you think about the concept of Lane Kiffin moving on up, I guess, to the Giants as their coach?
Man, I just think the dynamics are so different between college and what it takes to succeed there and the pros. So I would assume he'll be fired within 3 years.
I get that. And like, I don't know why he would leave where he's at now. Seems very happy. Seems like it's clearly moving in the right direction.
Yeah, but if you go to the pros now as a college guy, you got to make sure you have your guy as a general manager. And if he doesn't have a general manager guy in place, Dawson's right. He gets fired in 3 years. You can't. I mean, the Giants aren't the kind of organization that's going to give him control over that whole thing. They did that in the 70s, and with some Ray Perkins and guys like that with Parcells and stuff. And I just don't see them doing that anymore. He's got a great gig at Ole Miss. He's got Florida that's after him. He's got LSU that's after him. The college game is more suited to how he can control everything, and I think that's where he needs to stay.
I'm just kind of curious, Brad. I don't know all the GM head coach relationships. How often is it that a GM hires a guy he's never worked with?
It's very, very rare that you might bring guys in and interview them and say, "Wow, this guy really blew me away."
Okay,
it's a novel idea here at the Cowboys, but But for other teams, yeah, you could like talk to guys, and all of a sudden it's like, well, I didn't expect that from that guy. And, you know, and now you're like, well, I should put him in consideration. But there's so much going on nowadays in the NFL. If you don't have a guy that's got your best interest in heart picking players, you're gonna struggle. It's what killed John Gruden. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the guys that he's been with, John is a horrible guy to work with as a coach, as a personnel guy, because he can't make up his mind on things. So you have to kind of walk him through. But if you have a guy, a general manager, that's not used to something like that, it is a really, really hard ask. Will McClay is kind of going through it a little bit right now. He just has to do it on three different levels: his own scouting department, the Joneses, and then the coaches.
Now, we didn't get a chance to do Wanker of the Weekend today, but if we did, the NFL would be in the mix for fining George Pickens $17,389 for pointing a football. That was the fine. But
is this John Runyon's group?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is that John Runyon's group that does this stuff. I don't know. Maybe they're a little low on fines, need some money for that.
Yeah, they need to get some more money in there.
Pick a little fund or something like that coming up. Yeah,
I like that. Now, we were talking about Brian Daboll getting fired, but I know what a lot of people around here want to know. Is Nico going to get fired, and is it imminent? I guess my only question about that is, what good does that do you now in the season? As opposed to, you were only 10 games in. Like, why not before the season?
I'm totally with you on that. I think anyone that is not in that organization, and even folks that are but aren't real decision makers, you know, everybody not named Nico and Dumont already knew this was a total disaster, and you needed to punt on this plan before you even really saw it come to fruition.
Because now are you just going to get some interim guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that it makes sense just in the fact of, like, I don't – how can you
– you're going to get Bob Myers. You're going to get a guy like Bob Myers.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, you're going to get Bob Myers as an interim type of a guy. He would be an advisor to the Dumont kind of a group. Does it make you feel any better? No. You know, I mean, the damage is already done. Everybody that went with Nico on this, on the trading of Lucas, should be fired as well. Anybody and people in the organization who didn't stand up need to be fired.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel about this. I mean, you just can't allow this. You can't allow this to happen. I mean, he ruined this franchise that way.
Yeah, and you just can't let him continue to do that. And yeah. That's why you got to get him out of here as soon as possible.
What is that?
Every decision he makes, he's trying to justify what he's done.
Do we know for sure where the head coach fell on that? Because I know he just got an extension, but if we're taking out all the people.
I'm just telling you, man, everybody who was involved in that didn't stand up and didn't say, what are we really doing here?
Yeah.
If there's people that just rolled over and let that happen, I don't want them in my organization.
I do think they boxed everybody out, and it was basically Nico running the show with Dumont maybe being the only one really in the know until the 11th hour, and then Jason Kidd gets involved. And you'd love to think that Jason Kidd was just totally raising hell and letting him know how stupid this is. But everybody else, I think that this was – A very tight-lipped situation.
So what sort of catharsis or whatever does that bring Mavs fans? Because you still don't get Nico, you still don't get Luka back. But
yeah,
how
this is a problem.
Yeah.
This is a problem going forward. Satisfaction that he effed up your franchise already? I mean,
So then you want to keep him?
No, the thing about it, I understand this. I don't feel any better about firing him. I just don't. It's only going to keep him from making another stupid move.
Right.
But do you feel any better? The damage has already been done. I don't feel any better about firing him. I just don't.
I feel better about firing him than keeping him there and allowing him to make any more decisions. As
I don't think you're wrong. You're wrong. But if you're asking me right now, do I feel better about it? No, I don't. I don't feel better because the damage is already done. He effed up my team, and you know, and he sold a bag of goods. You know, everybody in the league knew was a problem. Anthony Davis is a problem. He can't stay healthy. We knew that. He's the only MF-er that didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's why he needs to be gone.
Well, he's going to be gone, and you know, but that doesn't make me feel any better because he's already screwed this thing up.
You guys don't think he'll make it very much longer?
I don't think so. People in the league. People in the leagues.
Dogs, when you got McMahon and Stein and everybody.
Coaches around the league saying it too. Yeah.
Oh. I was trying to figure out how I felt about that. Sean said this morning by the All-Star break, I think that's way too long. I think by tomorrow at lunch is my expectation. Yeah.
Okay. Man.
Sounds like a big day tomorrow.
A lot of pressure on their game tonight then.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
I'm just kidding.
No other story is going to be followable until they do it. Now the cat's out of the bag, and what Tim McMahon said this morning on the podcast, that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
You know, once you're getting pushed in this direction, it can happen very quickly.
And do you think, because I know Bobby is a great example of somebody who will come back more into the fold if Nico is fired. I know
yeah, lots of people will.
Okay, yeah. What is a lot to you? Like, do you think like 25% of the fan base is like, all right, now I can root for this team again?
I think
they
a lot
didn't
of
want
it,
Nico to succeed in any way.
You're going to have to win games to get everybody back, but I would say a lot of people are then, if they were Mavs fans before, and but even before Luka, they're back in here. They're protesting the fact that Nico is here, and I'll eyeball that at like 30%.
Okay.
You know, but it doesn't solve anything. What it does is it opens up a different future and in a different world we live in which the next guy can, you know, make the moves. And it's more fun than, you know, to root for a team that's old and has expectations but really isn't going to get it done. That's the peak of stress for a fan. It's so much more fun when you can go young and watch a group develop. And I think once the trades are made, then we'll have almost everybody back that was there before Luka.
This is so much like in history of like the Trojan horse. Like he came in and they pushed him through the gate.
Right.
And he jumped out and he killed everybody on the other side of the fence. Yeah, it was like he was put here to like to damage us.
Like Lamar Odom or Rondo. Yeah, I had a bigger scale.
You know what? I'll say this, the son of a gun, he did actually make some good moves. I don't
right
know.
Up until the one.
I don't know what
Gafford
got,
and yeah.
Yeah. But see, I don't know. I just don't know if there's people in the organization that were telling him what to do, or was this just by himself? That's the thing I would like to know. Like, if you're the lone gunman here, you know, then you need to be taken out. But if
and that's the downside. Like, all this opens up is the possibility. What if Dumont wants to go Mark Cuban on it? Yeah. That would be terrifying. Yeah. That could be worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he talked about the work ethic of Shaq.
That's true, and didn't mention Dirk in that. I still don't. How do you just not say Dirk? Like, that's the easiest thing in the world.
Well, great example to show how out of touch.
Yes.
He allowed them to make that trade.
That's true. Without any idea of what the blowback would be. What do you guys got coming up on the program
well,
today?
Well, we are on fire, Nico. Watch here for the next 5 hours. I won't be surprised if it happens before the end of our show. But we got reactions to NFL Week 10 and all the Nico talking points right out of the gates here.
I love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Wednesday. Tomorrow will be Fan University right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say 44 for Romeo Doubs, Kevin.
Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.